Okay, you ever heard of all these janders or yellow janders?
No.
There's always yellow jaundice or hepatitis. You have a pain down to your down in here where you might, what operation might you have had?
An appendectomy.
Okay, and they take out what?
Your appendix.
Okay. What if you eat something and your stomach feels squeezed and you don't hold it down, what do you do?
Throw up.
Okay, now any other names for it besides that?
Regurgitate.
Okay, now regurgitate would be more formal.
More formal.
Okay, and then what are some other terms for it?
Upchuck.
Okay, anything else?
Barf.
Okay. How about, have you ever heard vomit or throw up? You heard both those?
Yeah.
But you have you heard those not as often as the others you mentioned?
Vomit and throw up are the main two.
Okay. And how about upswallow? You ever
heard
that? How about be ill? Ever heard that? I think I'm going to be ill.
Be sick or be ill.
Okay. But you'd say that, let's see, what was the first one you
used? Threw up.
Right, okay. Which is a crude term? Which is more polite? Vomit, throw up. Which one would you use, be more apt to use if you were, and as you talk about it, in a setting where someone, say, got ill all of a sudden at a banquet or at a party and had to go to the bathroom, which one would you use?
I'd use throw up.
Okay. Now, which one would you use at a party if somebody had too much to drink?
Got sick.
Okay. So you'd say that throw up is more formal than vomit, or vomit is more?
I didn't say which one I'd use.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I wouldn't use vomit just because I don't like the coarseness of the sound.
Okay, so you wouldn't use vomit at all. Throw up would be the word you'd use. So it wouldn't have anything to do with the formal setting. It's just that you don't like the sound. Okay, it sounds kind of icky. Okay. She hardly got the news when she came right over. This is a gossip. Gossip, you just heard something. She
hung over my house.
And what's she going to do? She came over to do what?
To gossip.
Okay.
Spread the news.
Yeah, usually at somebody else's expense, too, right? If he doesn't come, I'm blank disappointed.
I'll be disappointed.
Okay. Anytime you can come over, we like to see you.
We're glad to see you.
Okay, have you heard any other words for it?
How about happy to see you?
Okay, now what if you say we'll be proud to see you? What's that mean?
Wouldn't use that term.
You wouldn't use proud. Okay, fine. If you do that again, if you're talking to your kid and just done something wrong, if you do that again, I'll
smack you.
Okay.
Slap you.
Okay. Would you ever say smack or paddle, or would you say just smack?
No, I'd say smack or slap. And if it was going to be spanking, it'd be like giving him a spanking.
Okay, you give him a spanking. Okay. What are the terms for a boy paying serious attention to a girl? Say, you know, what do you do when you start getting serious about a girl? Say, high school or
I'm going steady.
Okay, that's real serious. Any other terms for it?
Courting.
Okay. Have you ever heard sparking?
I've heard it, but just by older.
Okay, really older people.
Spooning, also.
Spooning, yeah. Right, now, does spooning have any connotations? Does that mean?
No, I think it's just...
Just like courting and sparking?
Yes.
Doesn't have any, it's not like kissing or anything.
No, I don't
think so. Generally, the term for dating. How about dating?
Dating.
Going steady, as you're talking about. Okay, what do they call the boy who's dating a girl seriously? What do they call him? Anything? Or just, what are the normal terms? That's it. Okay, you okay. Any other terms for it?
Her fella.
Okay. You ever heard of, how about her steady?
Yeah.
And you've never heard both of them, have you?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but that's
very rarely. What do they call her?
His daddy.
Okay.
Or his girlfriend.
Okay. Have you ever heard of
his lady?
His thrill or his doxy? Man, I've never heard some of these. You have? I don't know where you heard. A boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. His little brother says, you've been, what?
Making out.
Okay.